From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Kansas City Chiefs will face off with the San Francisco 49ers during Sunday's Super Bowl in Miami Gardens. Cheering for the Chiefs is a distinct pleasure for Brad Kilgore, a Kansas City native and now a chef in Miami. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman introduces us to Kilgore, who's got big plans for watching his actual hometown team play in his adopted hometown stadium.
Brad Kilgore owns four restaurants in Miami, but he learned how to cook in his hometown of Kansas City. And some of his fondest childhood memories are cookouts with his dad before Chiefs games on Sundays.
You go to the store, you fire up the grill, put some hot dogs on, throw some burgers, and sit down and hopefully cheer at the TV, sometimes scream and yell.
This Sunday, he'll be cheering and screaming and yelling at a block party outside his restaurant Ember in Midtown Miami. Kilgore is helping put on the event with a group of real estate investors who own buildings in the Design District neighborhood.
They're going to astroturf the whole plaza with the yard lines into it.
Spectators can watch the game projected onto a huge screen from stadium-style seating. There'll be local Kansas City beer, a tomahawk steak special with a twist in honor of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
And we're going to serve it with ketchup, just like Patrick wants, and call it the Tomahomes ribeye.
And of course, Kansas City barbecue.
Basically, I'm going to take the ribs. We're going to glaze them with my, I call BKQ sauce. It's my version of the Kansas City barbecue sauce. Sweet with a little bit of heat.
Kilgore says he hopes Kansas Cityans who are here for the Super Bowl fun but can't actually go to the game can come to his party and find a little bit of home. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And here are a few other stories we're looking into this morning. A slight change of plans and a visit to Miami this weekend by Venezuela's interim president after a world tour. Fort Lauderdale deals with yet another sewage main break. And South Florida writers weigh in on the controversy surrounding the novel American Dirt. All that and more right here on WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.
Chris, it's Friday.